Today on the TV Time Machine, we welcome Rob Delaney and Sharon Horgan of Catastrophe. Mr. Delaney is a prolific comedy writer and stand-up comedian, and Ms. Horgan is an accomplished actress, writer, director, and producer, and has starred in several hit BBC series, including Dead Boss and Pulling. Over the next segment, Rob and Sharon will talk about starring in their acclaimed comedy series Catastrophe, whose second season is now available for streaming on Amazon Prime Video. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to live up to your responsibility, feel free to do the right thing as we leave our old life in the past while we apply for a permanent visa in the present. Rob and Sharon, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Thank you.
Excited to be here. Thank you. It's very cozy.
Claustrophobic.
Now, Rob, tell us about Catastrophe and what's in store for your characters in season two.
Well, you know, it's a nice coincidence that your show is called TV Time Machine because we actually, there's a big time leap between season one and season two. In season one, Rob and Sharon meet and have a brief fling, and then Sharon gets pregnant. And then they decide to become a family, even though Rob doesn't live in London, where it all happens. So he moves there, they get married, and then the second season begins a couple years later when they're about to have their second kid. So basically, yeah, the stakes are just higher, and there's more people to get messed up.
So Sharon, tell us about your character. What kind of gal is Sharon, and what was her life like before Rob?
She's a good girl. She's a teacher. She's an Irish teacher. And before Rob comes along, I think she's probably decided that the chances are slim that she's going to get married or have children, and she's kind of okay with that. And then he comes into her life, and, you know, he provides the other half of her personality, really. He's an optimistic, sweet person. She's a little sort of harsher and a bit more sort of cynical, but together they're dynamite.
I'll say.
Well, speaking of dynamite, how much of these characters actually represent the two of you?
You know, our standard sort of reply to that is 49%. You know, that gives us the coverage to say that something is fictional, even if it's not. But yeah, I mean, a lot of our attributes and the characteristics are, you know, then, you know, a lot of the sillier hijinks that happen might not have happened to us, but it's a sitcom, so we got to jazz it up.
Now, when you guys are writing the fictional Rob and Sharon, does that give you a greater understanding of the real Rob and Sharon?
That's an excellent question. I'm not sure that I know the answer to it. Maybe, you know, like if Rob does something nice for Sharon, I might think, hey, I could try that in real life.
I think that's true. Sometimes when Sharon and Rob are really talking about things, it does make me think that wouldn't be a bad idea in real life to discuss that with my husband.
Now, Sharon, your characters frequently say they like each other, but would you say they love each other?
Oh, for sure. I think in the first series, we didn't want to hear the characters say those words because we thought it was more interesting not to tell the audience how they were feeling, but for the audience to kind of, you know, see it. And that really made sense for us. And then, you know, 3 years down the line in the second season, I think it's oozing from their pores how much they love each other. But it's like any marriage. It's there's a lot of ups and downs, and there's times they can't stand each other as well. But that's good. That's healthy.
Well, speaking of not standing each other, at least for one night they couldn't. That was their wedding night.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was one of the best scenes on the show.
Thank you.
Was your wedding night argument. How do you guys write a scene like that and make it so devastatingly accurate?
Well, I think we just thought about the fact that they'd really been putting on a brave face for the whole first season and kind of trying to maybe stuff down or willfully ignore how hard what they were going through was. And when the pressure got too great, which it easily can at a wedding, those can really be stressful, they just sort of collapsed a bit in a way that they really probably should have done earlier But they didn't, because you can never schedule that stuff. So, yeah, it's nice to hear that you think that, because we thought that was sort of one of the most realistic things about the whole season.
Well, it's totally realistic, because it's one of those arguments, or one of those situations where it starts out in a very benign way, and then it deteriorates to a point where the two of them are actually cruel to each other.
Yeah, yeah, and that happens with people. It's sad, but it's not monstrous. It is what people do, even or perhaps especially when they do love each other.
Now, Sharon, your characters are extremely honest when it comes to expressing themselves. Are you guys that honest in real life?
Oh, gosh, probably not, I'd have to say. I mean, I think I've become more honest over the years. But, you know, it's tough to tell someone exactly what you're thinking. It's much easier to go through the time and trouble of having a show commissioned, then writing it, then filming it and putting it on TV and, you know, being honest, using that as a vessel for honesty.
So getting back to your character, Rob, is he doing the right thing because he's motivated to do right or he feels obligated to do the right thing?
Well, I think it's okay that it's a little bit of both, to be honest. I think he truly does love Sharon, but he does feel, I think he feels the pressure of time, because neither of them are 22 years old, you know? So if they screw this up, especially when Sharon's already quite pregnant and they're legally betrothed, then that's going to be bad. So I think he senses that he is doing the right thing. Is it always easy or elegant? No, but I think he does really want to.
So, Sharon, tell us about your mother-in-law on the show, played by Carrie Fisher. What's it like having Carrie Fisher on your show, and where is your character's relationship with her headed?
Well, it's an absolute joy and a privilege to have Carrie Fisher on our show, because she's a legend and also an incredible actress. Watching her play Mia, Rob's mother, on our show, and at the same time watching her in The Force Awakens has just made me realize how great she is, because she can play drama and comedy so well. Her relationship with Sharon is very troubled, because she's disgusted that her son left the country, and she's a selfish woman. She didn't want to be left alone, and she's suspicious of her, and that doesn't really change even when there are two kids down the line. But, you know, that makes for a lot of stress in real life. But for the TV show, she provided us with so many opportunities for laughs.
Another amazing character, Rob, is your friend Chris. Tell us about the creation of that character and working with Mark Bonner, who plays Chris.
Well, obviously he's brilliant. I mean, the response to him and his character has just been so wonderful and so deserved. You know, when we sort of thought up Chris, he was kind of a response to sort of men who dabble in misogyny when we wrote the pilot. I mean, the things he says about childbirth are sort of an amalgamation of things that men said to me before my wife had our first child.
Right.
That just really upset me. And after my first son was born, and I was so happy to be present at the birth and just loved it so much, I realized, oh, these terrible men who are telling me how horrible childbirth is, they're just talking about themselves and how unhappy they are. They're not talking about childbirth. And so that's how he started. But then Mark Bonner brought such an edge and a mystery to it that we said, we gotta expand this guy. He's just too amazing. So he's been really more humanized as the series goes on, and just, what a pleasure to work with him. I think when in 20 years from now, people will forget this show existed, but they'll all be wearing Mark Bonner t-shirts.
So, Sharon, overall, what do you think Catastrophe says about life and relationships?
I think it says that they're hard, that they're interesting, and they can be fun. I think it says that if you stick with it, the hard times can pass and the fun can return. And hopefully it says to people who are experiencing, you know, strife and trouble within their marriage, or difficulties being a new mom, or, you know, any of that stuff. I think it sort of hopefully tells them to stick with it, and it'll hopefully all work out in the end.
And where can people find out more about yourselves and Catastrophe on social media, I assume, Twitter, Rob?
Well, yeah, you know, certainly Sharon and I both tweet pretty hard. We also Instagram and Facebook, of course. But then ultimately, we just want you to go to Amazon Prime Video and just watch the show from multiple devices and multiple IP addresses with lots of friends. Email it to them and just imagine that you're a producer of the show. And if it isn't successful, then you'll actually starve to death.
Rob and Sharon, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine.
How do we get out of this time machine?
I don't know. I have no idea. I've been trying for years. I don't know. Yeah.